Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Democrat Joe Biden's campaign has rushed out a new campaign button for supporters to wear. It reads, "I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump." That's part of the reaction to the New York Times reporting it's obtained the president's tax data covering two decades. The paper says the numbers show Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and again in his first year in the White House, and none at all in 10 of the past 15 years. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings and is the only president in modern times not to make them public. Last night, he reacted as he often does when confronted by negative news.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax. And you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well.
The president often claims his businesses are thriving, yet the Times finds he's heavily in debt and over the next 4 years will owe his lenders hundreds of millions of dollars. The paper has not published the actual return, saying to do so would reveal its source, University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato.
This is a bombshell by the New York Times that comes at a critical moment in the presidential campaign. We're just a couple of days from the very first presidential debate, and it gives Joe Biden a lot of ammunition.
That debate is now only a day away, and both Biden and Trump are using attack lines to preview it.
My guess is it's going to be just straight attack. They're going to be mostly personal. That's the only thing he knows how to do.
I have no idea how he's going to be. He's always different when he comes out because he's on a different medication, I guess.
Strong winds are pushing California's three new major bushfires in the wine country of Napa and Sonoma counties. Vineyards are burning with the blazes doubling in size overnight.
Fire evacuation in progress.
Homes are now engulfed in Santa Rosa and others are threatened in Calistoga. Finally to the NBA, and the title contenders are set after last night's Game 6 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The ESPN call was seconds left in the game.
The Heat can smell it. They're going to the NBA Finals. Get the Lakers 125-113.
Millsy and Basil, Miami won the series 4-2, and now they'll see LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers in the finals starting Thursday, your time.